Classic Rock 99.5. It's Big Daddy in the Morning, Mellencamp and Lonely Old Night. And look who we have in the studio, Joe Exotic himself. Actually, Vegas Joe. How you doing, pal?
Man, I'm trying real hard. Shit. Can't say shit. I hope you're blocking this out.
Well, if you're going to do the part of you know, Joe, you got to get
it
in character.
It just comes naturally. It just spills out of me.
Let me tell you, you look just like him. I was shocked. I thought it was Exotic Joe coming by. But no, that's cool, man. So I didn't know when I heard you were coming in, I didn't know exactly how to even interview you, whether I called you Joe Exotic. I mean, I can't really do that. Or
well, you don't have to worry about what you call me. I'm just going to call you Big Daddy.
Yeah, well, I'm Big Daddy.
Well, you ain't that straight.
you know something, Matt? It's nice to meet you. Now, let's talk. We're talking your real name. I just want to say is Bradley. But, I mean, yeah. Go by Vegas Joe.
Vegas Joe X on Instagram and TikTok.
So you get involved in this whole thing being a Joe impersonator.
Well, it started just serving Joe, and then I mean, I served him all the subpoenas for Carole Baskin, and then it just morphed into, oh my gosh, I bet if I cut my hair like him, I could get those twitches and mannerisms down, and maybe I won't have to do the meth to actually do it.
One of the questions I was going to ask is, well, if you're Joe, did you use the tinfoil or did you go with the pipe, you know?
Hey, I just did a little bit of shopping with the wife at the mascara store and
it's eerie, man. You've even got the multiple piercings on the ears and everything. And
well, you know, they say never go full exotic, but I do what the public wants. So
we're talking to Vegas Joe, Joe Exotic impersonator down here, because they're in town for the Uncaged, the Untold Stories from the cast of Tiger King. And I think it's so cool to have you. We were talking before I put you on the air. Now, you're from Oklahoma, so you've been to the zoo before.
Yeah, I've gone through the zoo multiple times, handed Mr. Real Joe Exotic multiple subpoenas to show up to testify in a civil suit with that woman down in Florida. See, I kept it clean that time.
I didn't
call that Carole Baskin what she really is.
Well, okay, let me ask you this then before you continue. You think she's guilty?
All I know is her checks cleared the bank. So,
well, she got all of her money from her husband, who was a multimillionaire.
Yeah, and she paid me well, and well, I can't gripe about her too much, but when I'm on the street, well, I give her a mouthful.
You ever, even walking over here today, do you have anybody kind of give you the double take?
Man, I'm sitting there walking through, you know, because there's no Ubers in Sioux City, Iowa. Where you all at, Uber drivers? Holy hell. So I'm walking through the McDonald's drive-thru. Yeah, I had a lot of people offering to give me a ride, but I don't know which kind of ride they were hoping to give me. They like me. They think I'm pretty out here.
Well, yeah, you're pretty all right. I see you got the knee brace and everything, just like exotic.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Here in a little while, I'll show you all my piercings.
Oh, I don't know if I want to go that route. But that's interesting. I was talking to you a bit before I put you on the air. And so you worked for Carole Baskin and you served papers on Joe. What was that like?
Oh, it was pretty wild. I just knew that it was a fight between a lady with tigers against a man with tigers. Yeah, well, I'm from Oklahoma City my whole life, and I didn't know there were tigers and zoos down there in Woodinwood. I mean, I've seen the signs, but I just assumed it was one or two. I didn't realize he had hundreds of tigers. So whenever I go down there, they're like, hey, just be careful. This guy's a little crazy. And so luckily, I was just too stupid to be afraid, and I just walked in like I owned the place and started handing out subpoenas, and they weren't excited. I mean, who would be? But they were nice, and I was like, whew, glad I don't have to do that again. Well, 27 trips later down there to the zoo serving everybody, I learned to give Joe, you know, courtesy, and he was super nice to me, and looking back, maybe he's flirting with me a little bit, but
oh, that's right. I mean, it's one of those things that his husband, one of the husbands that he had, I think didn't he have a couple of them on the show?
Oh, yeah. He's had four that I know of just as a fan of the show, but three total, and I think he's still married to Dylan right now. So
no, Dylan was the tall one with the big feet.
That's Travis. Travis is the tall one. John was the one with the tattoos and three teeth. He's got a pretty smile now, though. He got them all fixed. That Netflix cash must have paid well. And then Dylan is the new one, the pretty boy, the one that he met right before prison. So
well, he he's in prison now. How long is he going to be incarcerated?
Hey, to my understanding, it's going to be 20 years without a miracle. So
he'll be dead by the time he...
Man, I hope not. I mean, because it sure would be fun to have Joe come out here and keep stuff exotic with me. Maybe I can share my circle with him out on, you know, the street in Vegas.
So you live in Vegas right now. So you're they call you Vegas Joe, with Joe Vegas.
Right.
And how did you get involved in this whole thing then? How did somebody just say, damn it, you look just like him?
Halloween rolled around after the Tiger King, and I said, my gosh, you know, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. And tried really hard and went to a couple of strip clubs because they always have the highest prizes for, right, for to win. And I swept all the strip clubs that I went to, won first place. And I said, well, I may have something. So Hollywood was closed. And, well, I didn't know about Sioux City, Iowa at that time, or maybe I'd have come out here. But I went to Las Vegas, made some money, and said, oh, my gosh, why don't I just bring my entire family out there? And so we rented a big old house, paid stupid amount of money for rent, but we're on vacation every single day for as long as this works out.
So you travel a lot then?
Right now, I'm looking forward to traveling a lot. Just most of the times I rely on everybody else to travel to Vegas and see, you know, the sights, and I see them there, but it's kind of fun coming out here. I mean, Sioux City's full of great people, and I look forward to meeting them all Friday night at the show.
Yeah, I saw the picture of you on Facebook yesterday, and you had your little tiger stuffed animal with you, you know, and I thought at the time, I said, damn, this guy, he looks just like him. And then when you walked around the corner of the studio here, it was eerie just how much you look like him. I mean, you even sound like him, you act like him. How did you get the persona? How much did you have to research? Did you just watch the documentary over and over?
I think, you know, we were all locked up in the pandemic, and I think we all had a little bit of Joe inside us. Whoa, I don't know if we want Joe inside us, but, you know. But I think we all had a little bit of love for the Tiger King cast, and we could all relate to one or two characters, and it was just fun with all the memes going on, and next thing I know, got the little dope nose twitch and staring at myself in the mirror, and my wife stops wanting to, you know, have relations at night normal style. She starts facing away, you know, so she don't have to look at me. But
you do a lot of photo opportunities and stuff. People come and get their pictures taken with you all the time.
It's hundreds and hundreds a day, and that's all I do is I walk around Vegas on. I thought I was going to be doing it every day of the week because I was like, man, I got to pay my bills, but then I just said, oh my gosh, I can just work 4 hours on Friday, 4 hours on Saturday, and, well, I can be as rich as you are. I know these radio guys make good money.
Oh, yeah. We're rolling into it, man. Hey, you got time to hang around for a little while?
Yeah, definitely.
I'd love to talk to you a little more about this. We're talking to, it's Joe Exotic himself, basically, Vegas Joe,
the
impersonator who his real name is Bradley, but you're a good guy, man. I'm looking forward to a few more stories on the Tiger King, so hang on. We'll be back with you in just a bit. It's 9:23. This is Big Daddy in the Morning. Good morning.
Live music returns to Sioux City.
Hi, I'm Chris. Which.com.
All right, we're talking to Vegas Joe. Joe Exotic lookalike, who's down here for the Uncaged, the Untold Stories of the Cast of Tiger King, which is going to be playing tomorrow night here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. You friends with any of these people that were in the show?
Man, I think I'd like to be friends with them. They all look like they can party quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, do you get along? Have you met a lot of them? I mean, or do you just kind of go around to the shows?
Yeah. The people that I met as the process server 5-6 years ago, John Finley, a lot of the crew that weren't an actual part of the Tiger King series. But since then, heck, I've met most of them. Between, you know, Jeff and Lauren Lowe went down to Thackerville to their home where they got their new zoo behind that Windstar Casino. They're at the border of Texas and Oklahoma. Went there and we shot some Tiger King 2 stuff that was supposed to be out in October. I don't know how much of the recreation scenes that I filmed, since Joe didn't get pardoned, they brought me in to do some recreation, some pushing, shoving matches, some views of me behind smoking cigarettes, basically just some B-reel footage to represent what Joe, you know, can't do himself since he's locked up. So Jeff and Lauren, as much crap as they get from people, They've never done me wrong, so I'd like to consider them a friend. Don't know how much I'd trust them with my money or my freedom, but they were friendly. So, and then, of course, Alan Glover, the hitman that was supposed to go kill, you know, Carol down in Florida, who didn't, he got a kind of a weird deal. He got stranded in Vegas, and the only person he knew to call was me. And as made up as this sounds, I know it sounds ridiculous, but he calls me, and he's like, hey, he goes, I'm stuck in Vegas, got nowhere to go, I'm broke as you can be. And I said, oh my God, buddy, you're a hitman. I'm like, how am I supposed to take you home to my family? But I did.
Of course he did.
And he lived with me for almost 2 weeks, and super great guy. I've got some TikTok videos of me and him doing some interviews. Of course, I didn't put him in a bathtub like he was on the show, but me and him swimming in the pool out in my backyard and just doing some simple questions about Tiger King. And some of those answers I couldn't put on TikTok because it violated a lot of federal issues. A lot of crimes were talked about that were committed by a bunch of individuals at the zoo. And I contacted just to cover my butt, like, hey, I know some stuff. And the next thing I know, I'm flying to South Carolina, to Beaufort, South Carolina, where Alan Glover's from. That's, I guess, where he met Jeff Lowe. And they interviewed and discussed some of these big-time crimes. I mean, we're talking human trafficking, sex I mean, you're going to hear all about it in the Tiger King 2. Heck, you might even hear about it Friday night in the Uncaged Untold Stories. I don't know how much John Rinke, Saf, and Josh Dial, and Barbara Fisher discuss it. I personally, from conversations with the hitman, I know that they're familiar with it. You got to, if you're out there and you're a Tiger King fan, it's worth coming up here to the Hard Rock and watching the show Friday night. If you mention Vegas Joe, you get buy one, get one ticket. So when you come up to the box office, if you say Vegas Joe to the lady you're paying, it's buy one, get one. And so that's like, I don't know, $3 a ticket or however much it is. You know, I'm not real good at math. I'm good at meth, but I'm not real good at math.
Well, okay, so you said that you have you met Carol Baskins? Because you said you were serving papers on her behalf. Have you ever met her?
I've never met her in person. I've had conversations with her through text here of late. Just to be professional and let her know, hey, no ill feelings from me. She treated me right as a process server. All her checks cleared the bank. She paid me on time, paid me the right amount. So I sent her a message just saying, hey, I'm sure you've seen these TikTok videos that have hit 10 million views. I'm sure you've seen some of the stuff. And I say on a daily basis what Joe would say. And it's never nice about Carol Baskin.
Well, that's why I asked your own humble opinion. You think she fed her husband to the tigers?
Oh, man.
I mean, there's a lot of evidence.
There's a lot of... Now, I just don't know if she's dumb enough to feed him to the tiger. Seems like down in Florida, there'd be other ways to get rid of the husband. If I had to bet money, and we're in a casino, I'm sure there's a bet somewhere that I could make. She had something to do with it.
If you haven't seen the Tiger King series, it is interesting. I remember watching it back about a year ago, and I didn't do a whole lot of prep on this. I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was such a train wreck. And you said you served papers on not only Joe Exotic, but a bunch of other people, one of which you said, John, who's here, you had to serve papers on him. What was that about?
I had just as much paperwork to serve. Anytime Joe's name was mentioned, John Rinke and then John Finley, they were all associated to it. So I always had a copy and a stack of papers. And I thought, well, geez, they told me this guy has no legs. And I was like, this is going to be the easiest person to find ever. I mean, the one guy in Wynnewood, Oklahoma with no legs. And, man, for a guy with no legs, he sure is hard to find. He was hanging down in Texas, and actually tomorrow night will be the first time that I ever meet him in person. And, I mean, I've had conversation with him through text and through, you know, some people, mutual acquaintances. But I'm really surprised how all the cast members from the Tiger King don't get along. They're all in their own little camps. And this uncaged, untold stories of Tiger King with John Rinke, Josh Dial, Saf, and Barbara Fisher seem to be in one camp. And then you've got the Lowe's that are, you know, with Eric Cowley, all the zoo crew that's in Thacker, but they're in another camp and they don't like each other. And then you've got James down, the Sea-Doo guy, James Gerritsen. He's down there doing his Sea-Doo deal. He don't like any of these people at all, and they sure the heck don't like him. And then Alan Glover, that poor guy, he just kind of trying to get away from it all. But
The hitman.
But he's trying to do his own little new life. But when you're once a hitman, always a hitman, I guess.
We're talking with Vegas Joe, Joe Exotic impersonator out of Vegas, of course. He's here in town for the Untold Stories from the cast of Tiger King, Uncaged. And you said John Rinke is going to be here. Sass is going to be here. That's the one that lost his arm, right?
Yeah. I'm really excited. I mean,
okay. I made the screw up this morning when I mentioned she, he. It is a man, right?
Well, I believe so. That's what he is. That's his determination. And the show, I think, messed up because they were kind of unknown at that time. And so they misled. And since I'm a fan of the Tiger King show and have never met Saf, I didn't know. But I'm under the understanding now that Saf is a he. And I'd be more than happy to address Saf as a he. And I'm excited to meet him.
Saf is going to be here. John Rinke is going to be here. And Barbara Fisher, now, she was in the Doc camp, wasn't she?
Doc Antle. She's Myrtle Beach. You know, she has a whole completely different story that I don't know anything about.
Well, Doc was one of the guys that was involved in the Tigers. Him and Joe were friends. They were early business associates, as I understand it. But he's the one that had the harem of women, right?
Yeah. super. He kind of had the life. And that's why whenever I walked in here and I saw Big Daddy, I was expecting to meet a Doc Antle. And, you know, you're a sexy guy. I bet you could have a harem, too.
have you met Doc at all?
I have not. When I was in South Carolina, in the Beaufort, I was like, oh my gosh, how far is that from Myrtle Beach? That'd be kind of fun. But it was too far, and there was no story tie-in that justified me and Doc ever doing anything so far. But if he's ever in Vegas, I hope he looks me up.
Brings a few of his girls with him.
Man, heck, I'm just looking for Barbara. She's a looker. I mean, she's cute. Yep. From Ames, Iowa, I guess. So
Ames,
she's just
Iowa, yes.
She's right up the road. So.
Well, she's the one that, if I remember right, she was big into cats, and it was her dream job. She went down there. Didn't realize that you're basically a kept person. You got to work from 8 in the morning until midnight nonstop, 7 days a week.
Right. And I think she kind of woke up from the ether, and now she's got a beautiful life, and I wish her best of luck, and kind of a fan, you know. It helps that she's cute, but.
Well, yeah. So you're going to be taking pictures tomorrow night with people?
Yeah.
Is there a charge for the pictures?
Heck no. I'm just out here having a good time, and I just want people to come out and get their tickets. And again, if you mention Vegas Joe at the box office, you get buy one, get one. So, heck, if you're not doing anything on a Friday night, it's worth coming up here and just sitting in this show. You're going to hear some wild stories.
I guess they got some videos they're going to be playing back of some of these untold stories, so to speak.
So, you know, they invited me out here, and I was excited, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to get to hear these stories first. So whether I'm sitting in the crowd or whether I'm buying a ticket to get backstage access, I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm excited.
Well, they're going to look at you out in the audience, and they're going to invite you back no matter how you look. I'll tell you what, we're talking with Vegas Joe and Bradley. You're a good guy, man, and you sure look the part, and you've done your research, and you got the accent, you got the look down. I wish you well. Now you got the new Tiger King is coming out, so that might give you a little more life.
Yeah, Tiger King 2. Rumor is it'll be in October, and I did the body double work, so hopefully they use enough footage to give me some credibility, so I'm not just a weirdo on the street. Well, and then maybe next time I'll get a ride over here by some of you Uber drivers making me walk across the Missouri River like Lewis and Clark. Hell, I was just missing Sacagawea, sweating my golden nuggets off.
I'll shake your hand, and thank you so much for coming. I'll shake your hand. I don't know if I'd want to shake Joe Exotic. Somebody might have some kind of disease or anything.
Heck, I might give you a hug from behind. I don't know.
You're a good guy, man. I wish you well. Welcome to Sioux City.
Thank you. you, sir.
And we will see you tomorrow night. Ladies and gentlemen, get down here and see this guy. In fact, see all the gang down here at the Uncaged Story of Tiger King. So take care of yourself, my friend. Thank you so much for stopping.
Thank you, Big Daddy.
It is now 9:40. This is the Big Daddy in the Morning Show. We're broadcasting live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
With double the seasoned beef and a large drink.